This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
So it's our final show of June, and what will be our final show from Yogi's Sports Grill and Bar until August the 9th. But tonight, three simple letters on two fronts, H-O-F. The Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame induction coming ahead in a couple of weeks as we, well, heat up summer with the sixth class to be enshrined at the Convention Center on Friday, July the 15th. Bringing to 65 now the total member numbers since the charter class went in 2011. Tonight, board members Mark Deal, Dave Piller, and Ann Carpenter join me with insights and information regarding this year's event and another stellar class we have. And it has, well, been the case rather than the rules from day one. And we'll have some ticket information from Ann and thoughts and reflections from Dave. Dr. Dave, recently getting that PhD. Of course, most of you know he's the principal out at Jackson Creek. He is serving his first term as a board member with the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame and the veteran Mark Deal, Indiana University Athletics, joining us as well. A little bit later, mentioning HOF. Well, a memorable night a couple of weeks ago in the life of veteran South Panther football coach Mo Moriarty, enshrined into the IU Football Coaches Association's Hall of Fame, starting his 19th year overall down at South. And August the 19th, the start date, is as Panthers host the Brownsburg Bulldogs to get things rolling here this fall. His 40th year in the game this season, his 31st as a head coach, his last two Panther teams 22-3, and like always on the South Side, expectations running high for the upcoming season. Thoughts and reflections on, well, his special night a couple of weeks ago and a look ahead to the fall for the South Panthers. So we have lots to talk about. It's all part of Sports Talk, and we're live from Yogi Sports Grill and Bar here on a Tuesday night, along with our producers Will Boatman, high atop our One City Center studios downtown, and on-site producers Joanne and Mike Glascott, and all of our sponsors. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith, and sitting in with three of my best friends, and the board has been busy since back in October when we started assembling the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. And I tell you, if you have a feel for history, an interest in sports, and an interest in Monroe County, then you have to consider lending your support to the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. We founded back in 09, celebrated our inaugural class of 15, enshrined in 2011. The Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame honoring outstanding athletes, coaches, and contributors who have made this county's sports tradition so very special. That charter class, by the way, of 2011, proved just how richly blessed our county has been. Six of the 15 were Olympians. A seventh Olympian was added the following year. And how many counties, really, regardless of size, can boast of that? And those Olympians came from a wide variety of sports: wrestling, track, swimming, rowing, figure skating, showing to Monroe County's diversity. After 5 years, 12 sports are represented in our hall, and we span the ages, and in just one induction class, there was a 97-year gap between the youngest entered and the oldest. And now, after 5 years, we have put in our Hall of Fame the Super Bowl quarterback, an NCAA Final Four MVP, a Big Ten basketball MVP, a couple of auto racing legends, and a current NBA coach. So among the 55 inductees, 11 women and 7 African Americans, one of them Negro baseball all-star George Shively, the inspiration for a spontaneous community effort that we had a couple of years ago that righted a long overlooked wrong. So we have had diversity, to say the least, but we join in with our friends from the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, and we bring on Ann Carpenter, who has been with us since the outset and spent decades with the IU Varsity Club and Indiana University Athletics, putting together banquets, and she's been our go-to gal, no question about it, when it's come to tickets. And Ann, thanks for coming on in on this final show, and, I just kind of gave a capsule of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. Your late husband, Russell, went in a few years ago. But what's it all kind of meant to you as we get ready to enshrine our sixth class in a couple of weeks?
Well, you know, when I was driving in through campus this evening, I thought, I love Bloomington, I love Indiana University, and I love serving on this board. I'm proud to be a part of all this.
Well, and we're just proud to have you, and you know that. And we have a 16-member board. We'll get to all of their names, but we'll ask the question going around to all three of our board members that have joined me tonight. And Mark, you came on board a couple of years ago, and we're going to get to the class here in a second because we have one man going in, the winningest football coach in Indiana University history, and we're all near and dear to Bill Mallory. But that being said, talk to me about, you know, what it's meant to you now as we go through the years and honor, as I say, the diversity that we have found as a treasure chest in our community.
Yeah, I was... been privileged to be at every induction ceremony. I came to the first one and had attended all of them and was very honored that I was asked to be a part of this board a couple years ago and enthusiastically accepted. So it's been neat for me to watch that, you know, progress from the first one until now, and it's amazing. The county that's, you know, this small, we're not a huge county and by any means in the state of Indiana or even the United States that has the number of athletes and the you mentioned it, the diversity of athletes that are worthy of being in this Hall of Fame. And there is, as we go through our selection process and nominating process in the fall, we aren't going to run out of any worthy athletes anytime too soon. There's some very tough calls of people who didn't quite make it this year who definitely deserve to be in this Hall of Fame and probably will be in the future.
Well, I think, too, and he's in his rookie year, but he's no rookie in our community. He's the outstanding principal at Jackson Creek, and that's Dave Piller. And, Dave, we were just fortunate enough to, in between your officiating duties and your administrative duties, running one of the top educational schools in the county, let alone Southern Indiana. What's it kind of meant to you to get engaged in the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame?
You know, Joe, I taught U.S. history at Bloomington North. I had Mark's kids, I had Annie's grandkids, and lots of other connections to the board members. And of course, Kit Klingelhofer, our president, recruited me. And Kit and I have worked together at IU for years as well, just as I have with you. And I've always appreciated history. And to get the opportunity to be on this board with all of you and Bob Hamill and Lynn Hauser and to be able to sit and listen to the stories of people. I had the opportunity to coach Sean May at Bloomington North and worked under Tom McKinney, and I've been friends with J.R. Holmes for years, and to listen to those guys tell stories and to know Sandy Searcy and Jennifer Brenniger and to listen to them, this is kind of allowing me to close the circle on really being a part of the history of Monroe County sports.
You know, one of the neat things we do, and we call him the educator, and he's been on with us now in the morning with Glass, and he pops in on Fridays when he can, and, you know, he's going to envelop, you know, who's all going to go in as far as our scholarship winners, because he is first and foremost an educator in his duties as principal at Jackson Creek, and we'll be running down. But one of the neat things, when it's all said and done here after this year, we will have awarded 36 scholarships and over $20,000 to local high school athletes as of this summer. And we have upped that from 500 to 1,000 at 2,000 per school, male and female, and another outstanding list that Dave will go through here in just a bit. But with any big event, and certainly producing one of the county's marquee summer events, the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame's annual banquet has a timetable, but we need people in there. And so far, so good, Ann, as we the returns this week have been outstanding. Just give us an overview of the ticket situation before we talk a little about the revamping, if you will, because we've needed more space, and that's a good problem. But how are the tickets going?
Well, right now we're at 300, and last year that was our total for the evening. And Kit was concerned with the people that are coming in this year that we would need more space. So I reconfigured the seating in the room, and we now can accommodate more people. But I would suggest that people should get their reservations in right away, because we will have to cut it off at a certain point.
Well, we do have a website, mcshof.com, and you can do so because we want to have, and we've kind of set, haven't we, Anna, a reservation deadline of July the 10th, and June ends tomorrow, and July's here, so that's very important for the people listening to remember.
Yes, and I would like for them to call me direct at this point now. Number is 812-336-6434.
And don't forget the area code. I think most people have that down by now. You get that little irritating woman, not Ann, but the other one that comes on and blares her say. But as I mentioned, that is the most important thing. And, we have a meet and greet. We'll get to that in a second. And that has just been extraordinarily well attended, and as Dave Pillar was mentioning this morning with class, an opportunity for people to come in to get signatures, to have pictures taken, and to meet some of these people that we put in our Hall of Fame. And Dave, I think that in itself says and has added a lot to the community, where people can come off and say thank you for all they've done.
Yeah, I'm real excited about the meet and greet this year. I think, having Coach Mallory back, and he's so great about being such a wonderful ambassador to Indiana University, so people have had a chance to see him around. But tonight, for the induction, it's going to be about Coach Mallory. He's going to be one of the inductees, and so folks will get a chance to celebrate him instead of him often being the Goodwill ambassador, celebrating other events. So I'm excited for people to get to congratulate him in person. And, you know Angelo Pizzo real well. I had a chance to hear Angelo speak about a month ago at one of our officiating banquets. He was kind enough to come down to Stonecrest in North Lawrence County and check and visit in with us. And, to get a chance to sit and listen to Angelo tell stories and get a chance to shake hands with someone that's really been a treasure to the sports movie industry and all of these other folks. I think it's just going to be neat for people to see the stories, to see old jerseys, to see old pictures, and to get a little glimpse of that memorabilia and those artifacts that they're going to bring out off their bookshelves. And I think it's going to be such a wonderful opportunity for people of all ages to come out and see this.
The voice of Dave Pillar, our new first-year board member on the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. And Dave was alluding to Kit Klingelhofer. We swore him in as the new president, taking over for still a board member, Lynn Hauser and his wife Patricia. Pat and Lynn have moved down to Florida. They're going to come back, obviously, for the Hall of Fame induction on July the 15th. They are now board members. Lynn, of course, along with Greer Warner. It was the, not the imagination, but just the thought of both of those gentlemen to get something similar to what other counties were having, not thinking about where the scope, depth, and the popularity was going to come from. And until we got involved in it with our little treasure chest of outstanding athletes from all walks of life. Bill Atkinson joined us a couple of years ago, former Indiana University football player, former dean of students out at Edgewood, girls basketball coach. John Baker, the historian, if you will, along with Bob Hamill. John takes care of the memorabilia. We call him the mayor of Steinsville. Jennifer Hooker Brenniger, who went in to ask Jennifer Hooker Brenniger that charter class, and for good reason. In addition to Marcus Deborah, his sis Tina is going to go into the Hall of Fame this year. I don't know where we'd be without Bob Hamill, who took care, and I alluded to it briefly, about George Shively going in last year. And Bob taking the foot by the heel and taking care and righting a long overlooked wrong, as I mentioned right at the top. I don't know where we'd be without him. Former assistant commissioner of the IHSAA. She's now working as one of the top dogs in the National High School Federation, Sandy Searcy, and Brent Slinkard, in addition to yours truly. That is our 16-member board. But we got three of them here, well, four including the host, and we're just getting started as we talk a little bit more about the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, its impact. We'll have Ann to talk a little bit more about the ticket situation, and Dave will run down, a vital cog to us, giving back to the community through our student-athletes. And that's our scholarship winners. We'll do all of that. Bo Moriarty joins us coming up in the second half hour, our final show of well, this particular segment until August the 9th, and we'll return with more sports talk you're listening to from Yogi Sports Grill and Bar. Welcome back, everyone. On a Tuesday night, this final show of June. We'll return August the 9th with more sports talk and behind the scenes with IU Vice President Director of Athletics, Fred Glass, as we get ready for another season. Dave Piller joining us, a board member of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, the principal out of Jackson Creek, one of the outstanding officials, referees in the state of Indiana, IHSAA, Mark Deal joining us from IU Athletics, and Ann Carpenter as well, longtime former varsity, well, I don't know where the varsity club would be if it hadn't been for Ann Carpenter when she was helping out for the decade she did back before she retired. And a little bit later, Mo Moriarty joins us as he had his special night in the Monroe, in the, well, soon he'll be in there, but he's settling right now for something very special in his life, and that's induction a couple of weeks ago into the Indiana Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Dave, we were talking a little about the impact that we have made through what we make. And again, we're a nonprofit organization, and we're talking about the being ambassadors, if you will, to our scholarship award winners over the years. And we will have, at the end of the night on July 15th, 36 scholarships and close to $20,000 plus to local high school athletes. And you know all of these names, and why don't you just briefly run them down, because it again, much like our induction class enshrinees, if you will, we never, ever fall short of outstanding student athletes at all three of our Monroe County high schools.
Yeah, not at all, Joe. Really exciting to be able to give these scholarships, two scholarships per county high school. So Edgewood, Bloomington North, Bloomington South. All selected a young lady and a gentleman to be the recipients this year. And Edgewood, it's a super six, Joe, across the board. Yeah. It really is. But Edgewood has Erin Sherfield, who will be attending IU, but she played on the basketball team at Edgewood, HT All-Area First Team, her junior and senior year. And then Braden Patton, football, will be attending Northern Illinois to play football. Again, an outstanding young man over there with the Mustangs. At Bloomington North has a representation of Gracie Heeb. If you've checked the newspaper anytime over the last 3 months, you see her picture on the front page of the sports section doing the hurdles for the Cougs and for Justin Homer's group.
Had her on a couple of weeks ago right here.
That's it. And Gracie will be going to IU to run for coach, the other coach Homer.
Yeah.
At IU. And then Malik LaFoon, basketball player for Andy Hodson's Cougars, going on to Anderson College. Just up I-69 in Anderson University. So excited for the Cougs. And then also Bloomington South, outstanding representation. Sharice Otter, you know her as the 2014 Girls State Golf Champion, 2016 Player of the Year for the HT in girls basketball. She'll be golfing and taking her game to South Florida. And then to round out the six, Jackson Creek alum Joe, very proud of Tucker Blackwell, who's headed to West Point after four really solid years with J.R. Holmes' Cagers on the south side. He's going to be going to West Point to play basketball and continue his career. So Tucker rounds out our six when it comes to our scholarship awardees. And all of them are going to get $1,000 from this organization. And you know, we, of course, raise our money from the program and the advertisements and from the banquet. And that money goes back into our community and it, with the hopes of supporting future Hall of Famers perhaps down the road.
Well, no question about that. Well, well done, Dave. And as I say, he knows a lot about these kids coming into contact with them, officiating especially some of the basketball players, obviously, during the winter months. But, Mark, we mentioned some of the individuals. Dave was mentioning Angelo Pizzo and, of course, the Mal Man himself. But I know you've been working hard with the Mal Men, and they have certainly shown their support here over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. hope Coach Mallory's not hearing this, but we're doing an ad from the Mallory Men. Hope to surprise him with it in the program. The guys are... I talked to Mark Hagan today about it. Mark can't make the banquet. He's actually going to be on vacation. I was talking to Mark today about this, and he was just so excited and thrilled for Coach Mallory that he's going in and you know, that's on down the line of all the guys who played for him and coached for him the 13 years he was here.
Yeah, no question. And we both heart and soul behind that man and his wife, Ellie, and the good part of the Mallory clan will be here, the family members as well. And they're spread out all across the country with the three boys still coaching football, obviously, and Barb coming in from Colorado joining us as well. But we talked a little about the diversity, Mark, and Mark Deal joining us along with Ann Carpenter and Dave Piller, members of the Monroe County Sports Board Hall of Fame, and our induction ceremonies July the 15th at the Convention Center. Talking about the diversity, Mark, and we have another football player that went to U School, and he too went on to Indiana University and was quite a player, Bob Kirk.
Bob Kirk, interesting, I was a big champion of Bob when we discussed this. I had the great fortune to watch Bob play for two of his 3 years at IU, having been a teammate of my brother's, and, you know, was a starting right tackle on our 1967 Rose Bowl team, was on that undefeated university school team in the 60s, football team. Bob, unfortunately, broke his ankle in December before the team went out to Pasadena. And, you know, no lesser of an expert than Bob Hamill, who I certainly trust him, and talking to the guys on the team, the Ken Kazmareks of the world, you know, they think had Bob Kirk not gotten hurt and had been able to play in the Rose Bowl, we would have won the Rose Bowl and won the national championship in 1967, because that, you know, our offense just didn't click like it had all year. And without your starting right tackle, and Bob was such an important part, that just wasn't able to click in that Rose Bowl game. Our defense still played well, but Bob certainly deserving of this Hall of Fame.
We put a charter class of 15 the first year. We've gone to 10 since each year, and we include six athletes, humanitarian, and Bill Mallory, the recipient this year, Angelo Pizzo, the contributor award. And we also pick two coaches, but we'll give you the other athletes first. Tina Deborah Hauger of Bloomington High School North. She went on to IU in track and swimming. The great Bobby Dotson, he was our first county 1,000-point scorer, and he too, like so many of the rest, stayed right in his hometown and county and went to Indiana, played basketball and baseball. Dan Grossman, another football player at Indiana, but he was in the early beginnings, the part of that streak team. Dan, of course, his son Rex went in a couple of years ago, and Dan will be going in IU football, baseball, and basketball during his high school careers, and then was an outstanding football player for Indiana. Vern Papp will be joining us from Ellettsville. He went to Ellettsville High School before it became Edgewood. He, too, played for Branch McCracken and was a Hurry and Hoosier back in his day. Dick Sparks, another outstanding Indiana pitcher. He had a stint in pro baseball. He was a heck of a pitcher, and he went to Bloomington High School and played IU and played basketball and baseball. And obviously, as I mentioned, he went on to IU to play both IU baseball and basketball. And our two coaches, and Marshall Goss, who we had on when we announced the class here at Yogi's back in February. Marshall runs and took the bull by the horns and has put together the Indiana Track and Field Hall of Fame. A lot of people don't know that, but it is up and running for you to go over. It's in Vigo County in Terre Haute. But Marshall, of course, the longtime track head coach at Bloomington South. As you heard Glass and Dave talk about, we lost Sam Bell yesterday at the age of 88. And what can you say about Sam? And it's only going to be a matter of time until Sam is in the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. But when Sam retired, Marshall took over at IU as a track coach, and he'll be going in along with the great Marvin Groh, who coached Bloomington High School to its only state championship back in the the final year of Bloomington High School back in 1972. So an outstanding list of 10 that will be honored at the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame on July the 15th. And before we talk and let you guys go, before we talk to Coach Mo here, And, well, he had a memorable night a couple of weeks ago that he'll be expounding on. And July's tomorrow, and with school starting in early August, football, August 19th, the starting date for the Panthers and everybody else. But give us a timetable, Ann, if you will, now on July the 15th.
Yes, the meet and greet begins at 5 p.m., and that's open to the public. And then the reception, which is reservation only with the dinner, begins at 5:45. The banquet is at 6:45, and the program starts at 7:45. And at this late date, I would encourage people to perhaps maybe even just consider paying at the door. They can do credit card, they can do check or cash, so that nothing's lost in transaction.
And again, tickets are $40. And give us again, for someone maybe just tuning in here in the last week, the tickets have gone crazy.
We've gotten 100 reservations in since our meeting a week ago Monday night.
So that is great news. Well, my girl, thanks for stopping in. We'll see you on July the 15th. Dave Piller, I know you got, you can tell Chris Bryant to, he did enough damage in 2 hours and 50 minutes to last me for a lifetime, or at least the rest of the week. David, of course, an avid Cubs fan. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you, Joe.
Great having you on the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. And Mark, you know what I think of you and everything you've done here, sticking around IU Athletics and Indiana football. And looking forward, my friend, to seeing you on July the 15th.
Absolutely. And I just want to say congratulations to Coach Mo. I had the great opportunity and pleasure to work with Mo Moriarty on Coach Lynch's staff. Well-deserved.
And mentioning Coach Mo, he'll be joining us next. A special night a couple of weeks ago, and, well, another season to get ready for. And as we mentioned, this will be his 40th year in the game, his 31st as a high school head coach, and his 19th in two different stints down at Bloomington South. The Mo Man joins us. We talk a little Panther football when we come back. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone. About 20 before the top of the hour, Mo Moriarty joining us here. And just a second, Cubs baseball along with the Reds. We, of course, carry the Reds. But Piller reminds me, too, that the Cubs are at the Great American Ballpark for Game 2 tonight. First pitch at 7:10. Shout out to Yogi's Employee of the Week here at Yogi's Sports Grill and Bar, Jessica Galloway, doing a bang-up job for manager and owner Ron and the crew here, Joanna Glasscott, and everyone involved with Yogi's Grill and Bar. Well, Mo, thanks for stopping in. I know it was just a couple of short weeks ago, but certainly, as we mentioned in the top tonight, a big moment, a special moment in your life, induction into the Indiana Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it was, Joe. a lot of fun. I want to thank you. You did an outstanding job emceeing it. You know, it was just kind of special. You know, you did so many games and been a part of it so many ways. So it was a fun night. And I just thought that, you know, the way you handled it and everybody else that spoke in my behalf, it just turned out to be a really good time.
Well, I appreciate that, Coach. And, you know, Mo, the people, and it was packed that night out of the Bloomington Country Club a couple of Friday nights ago. The right people were in the room, because many of them, if not all of them, have impacted your life from an early age of falling in love, if you will, with the sport of football. And it was just great to, you know, have your people there, including family and friends.
Yeah, it was. You know, just about everybody there had some impact, some influence at some point in time in my career, all the way back to when I played to, you know, then started my coaching career. And it was just, you know, some of the people I haven't seen in a long time. So, you know, it was a special night for me, but in many ways. And one of the ways, obviously, was just getting to see a lot of people that helped me get to where I got to.
And, you know, that was one stage of your life. But how neat was it to when you were a kid? And, you know, we talk, and I remember when you were an outstanding middle linebacker for Martinsville. That's where you went to high school before you went to St. Joe, and was an outstanding football player there, starter for 4 years. What impact did Bill Seiderwitz have in your life, Mo?
Well, you know, Joe, I was very fortunate with high school. You know, I had Coach Seiderwitz in football. You know, a lot of people don't know. I had Sam Alford in basketball. I had Bill Tutterow in baseball. I even wrestled a year for John Koontz. And all of those coaches are in the Hall of Fame. And I think what they did in their programs is when you – whatever I was – whatever sport I was in, I felt like that we had the best program in the state because of what our coaches provided for us. And it just – it kind of propelled me to, when I became a coach, I wanted to make sure that my players felt like that yeah. they were in the best program. So, you know, it was experience that I had, obviously, that kind of led to me to where I'm at now.
Well, and where you are now, 273 career wins we mentioned. Does it seem like it's been, and we talk about numbers, and, you know, I'm all involved in numbers, being a broadcaster of Panther football, if you will, Monroe County High School football. But does it seem like it's been 40 years? Because no. you're fit as a fiddle, and here you are entering your 19th year, and your 31st as a head coach.
It doesn't, you know. It's, you know, it seemed like yesterday I just started coaching in a lot of ways. And it's I think the big thing with anybody that's been in it for a long time, it's fun. As long as you're having fun, you enjoy it. It's something you don't look at it as a job. You look at it as something you would do regardless. So whatever year it is that this year is for me starting, it seems like it's the first year every year.
You know, you started in 87 and you left with, a couple of state championships before you went on to Carmel and then coached another one there. But what are you finding out about yourself? As a coach, dealing with the student athletes that you deal with, the ages, what are you finding out about yourself as the years continue to move on?
Well, I think, you know, everybody wants to say that kids have changed, everything's different, and I don't believe that. I think kids are the same. I think what's around them has changed.
Sure.
And I think if you're going to do a good job as a coach, you have to know where your kids come from and what's going on in their life, and you got to make sure that you don't only meet their needs when it comes to football or whatever sport they're participating in. You've got to make sure that you're helping them adjust to whatever's going on in their life. So it really, from the first day I coached and to now, I don't think it's changed that much. They want to be loved. They want discipline. They want structure. And if you provide that for them, I think you're going to get a lot out of it.
Well, and, you know, it's heartful to see young men grow up and to aspire playing at the collegiate level, in some cases the professional level, like Rex Grossman and Eli Stoddard. We mentioned those because both of those former Panthers spoke that night at the Bloomington Country Club. And how heartfelt was it to hear? And you knew it came. I mean, they scribbled some notes down, but when it was all said and done, when they got rolling, Eli Stoddard and Rex Grossman had a lot to say.
Well, you know, they did. And you know, Joe, I talked to our team this week about it, and I really mean this. Obviously, it was my induction, but at the same time, and everybody was there and you heard it, the thing that I really hit home with me and what I shared with my players is how important Bloomington South football was to them. Yeah. The whole environment, everybody that's involved with it. And I tried to impress upon our kids. I don't think you realize it now. I think later on you will. But how special the program is. And that's what I was really, you know, it hit home with me, that it wasn't just about me, but it was about the program.
And Eli, of course, guided the 93 Moe's first state championship. I kind of told the crowd there that night, it took me 23 years before I had an opportunity to describe and to call the play-by-play of the very first state championship in football. And then a lot has been happening since that great date at the Dome up in Indianapolis. Eli doing well for himself at Eli Lilly now. Had a great collegiate career at Butler. And, of course, Rex, Mr. Football, he was the captain and obviously the quarterback of that 98 state championship team that went, unbeaten. And they were on a mission after losing a heartbreaker the year before. And that showed you, as they matured, exactly, you know, the old slogan was then, back then, taking care of unfinished business, and they weren't going to be denied that year. But that just shows me the quality of kids you saw, and that's got to be so heartfelt seeing them, you know, in that realm.
No question. It you know, that team obviously was on a mission. And, you know, really the 97 team was a great team. You know, we lost, unfortunately, by a point to a great Penn program. But and graduated a lot of really good players. But, you know, the seniors we had coming back, you know, just committed themselves to making sure we got back. And that time came home with the blue ring.
You know, we talked a little about inducting Bill Mallory as our humanitarian in the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. I know you came in here earlier tonight listening in on that, but another man too that was in attendance along with Coach Mal and his wife Ellie was Bill Lynch, who now is in his second stint with the DePaul Tigers, starting, gosh, talk about how time flies. This is his fourth year, the second time around with DePaul, but Bill gave you an opportunity. Well, both Bills did. Bill Mallory with his influence and Bill Lynch giving you an offensive spot there in, what was it, 2010?
Yeah, when I came to Bloomington South in 1987, obviously Coach Mallory was at Indiana, and he allowed me to come out anytime, anybody on my staff, go to practice, sit in on meetings, and just a wealth of knowledge. And it was just the impression that it had on me. And then the other thing, we spoke at a clinic, some of the same clinics, and traveled to spring ball a few times when Kurt was coaching at Ball State. And riding in the car with Coach Mallory and him telling stories when he coached with Woody Hayes. I mean,
love to have been a bug in the car.
It was unbelievable. To this day, I was lit up like a Christmas tree listening to him.
Kid in the candy store, huh?
But just, you know, special guy. And I didn't get a chance to talk to Bill Lynch a lot at the induction just because there's so many people.
And sure.
It's hard. But so I called him and actually we talked on the phone last Saturday for a while. And the one thing I told him is, you know, you've got Bill Lynch at DePaul. Billy Lynch is at Rice, the offensive coordinator. Joey Lynch is at Ball State, the offensive coordinator. And Kevin Lynch is the running backs coach at Ball State. And there's not hardly anything that we do in our offense, especially in the pass game, that doesn't come from one of the Lynches. And it's like I get on the phone sometimes and I'll text all four of them the same question. And I get phone calls back, I get texts back. So obviously both those guys, and that's obviously why they were in attendance, have had a huge impact on my coaching career.
And it'll be a little bit of a reunion when they come back. As everyone knows, the home opener after Indiana plays Florida International down in Miami on September the 1st, that's a Thursday night, the home opener with Ball State will be on September the 10th. You know, not only did you have an influence, Mo, on players, and we mentioned Eli, we mentioned Rex, and so many more, too numerous to mention, but you've always surrounded yourself around quality men that you call your assistants, and you've given them duties to perform. Gabe Johnson now is going to start another year as defensive coordinator. He's been with you since 05, and also Scott May, who played for you at Lakeland, and now is the head coach at Hamilton Southeastern. How neat is it to see these men that are, well, head coaches, top assistants in one of the best programs in the state? How heartening is that to see the friendship and really, I hate to use the word love, but there's a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, Scott obviously played for me at Lake when I was, you know, young coach, 26 years old at the time, but was fortunate to coach him. I had him when he came in as a freshman, so I had him all 4 years in high school. And then, you know, when he graduated, we had the opportunity. We hired him at Bloomington South, and he was on staff when we won the 93 state championship team. And he's went on and obviously and has proven himself as a successful head coach. Gabe was with me all 5 years at Carmel. Obviously, we had a great run there. And then, you know, Gabe with me now at Bloomington South is, you know, I think Gabe is probably the best assistant football coach in the state. And you know, very simply put, one of the best coaches in the state, period. That's what makes us have such a great staff, because he's phenomenal. He's not just a good football coach. He's great in all the, you know, he's great in the weight room. He's great motivating kids. He obviously calls the defense, and our defense has been exceptional the last couple of years. So just very fortunate to have Gabe on my staff.
Well, I want to pick your brain, and time flies when you're having fun. Mo Moriarty joining us, recently inducted into the Indiana Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame. But I did want to get a couple of things out, and we'll have time enough to talk about the Panthers of 2016. I enjoy our conversation when I bring you in and Gabe Johnson, and you'll have a better feel. But I know earlier in the spring you had your middle school camp, and that took part in late March, early April. But that being said now, you're going to have another camp, starting here in July?
Yeah, we have a little kids camp. The middle school camp is for the current 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. We pad them up. This camp coming up July 11th, it's 3 days. It's not pads, and it's for, you know, grades 2nd through 6th. So we look forward to it. You know, we try to make it fun for them. And, again, just trying to, you know, get the interest there and make sure that we know who our kids are coming up in our program.
How can they get more information out there listening? Again, July the 11th through the 13th. It's basically obviously going to be in the morning for guys 3 through 6 in grades. How can they find out more information?
Well, it's been in the HT runs something in there every week. And then if you go to our website, BHSS Panther Football, click on forms, and you can even download the form right there off the website.
Well, we're going to blink twice, and you'll be trotting on to Fred Huff Memorial Field as your Southsiders take on Brownsburg, a very formidable opening game foe. Just in the nutshell, we got a couple of minutes left. What are you expecting? A team now that, unbeaten until the Castle game in the regional last year, but 22-3. The last couple of years. What are you expecting out of this bunch?
Well, it's a good bunch, Joe. You know, we never try to say how many games we're going to win and all, but I will say this. I have some really good football players back. Kids are working really hard this summer. I have not seen a let up. Kids are, we'll have, if we've got 82 kids on varsity, we'll have 80 kids at our workout. You know, I mean, it's not, we really haven't seen, the kids are coming every day working hard. And, you know, sometimes, if, like today, we just had a volunteer throw it around, wasn't mandatory, and almost everybody's there. So, kid, got some talented kids back that had good year, you know, big years last year that are returning, and, we're excited, and as long as everybody keeps working hard, hopefully we can have another good run at it.
Well, again, up first, since July starts on Thursday, the Panther Youth Camp, July 11th through the 13th, from 10:30 until 11:45 for players entering grades 3 through 6. The cost, $40 in advance, $45. For walk-in, and you're going to, accept walk-in, registration guys as well, and the numbers continue to swell as the tradition has certainly been rebuilt since Mo has been back for his second stint as head football coach. My friend, great talking to you. Thanks for the insights. I wanted to bring you in to specifically talk about your night because I know how special it was to you and Gail, your wife, and that night, and well-deserved, my friend, and the best of luck to the Panthers here in 2016.
Always good, Joe.
Mo Moriarty joining us, freshly inducted into the Indiana Football Coaches Hall of Fame, and we'll be back to close things out. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi Sports Grill and Bar. Well, wrapping things up, and again, our thanks to Dave Filler, Mark Deal, and Ann Carpenter, members of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. And again, get those tickets. They're available. Go to our website at mcshof.com by July the 10th. The induction is coming up on July the 15th. Again, a salute to the Employee of the Week, Jessica Galloway, here at Yogi Sports Grill and Bar. Dave and Glass in the zone, and your phone calls tomorrow at 6. Coming up here at the top of the hour in just a few moments, it'll be the Reds taking on those Chicago Cubs. And we'll have Reds baseball on the road at Washington Thursday, Friday, and at 4 o'clock on Saturday. For our producers tonight, Joanna Glasscott, also Mike Glasscott, and Will Popeman, high in the top One City Center. You've been listening to Sports Talk. We'll see you August the 9th from the corner of 10th and Indiana. You've been listening to Sports Talk on News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 WGCL. Good night, everyone.